The Siyata Dishmaya, today's daf is Kuf Chaf. We're going to begin four lines from the bottom of Kuf Yutes on the base. We're going to continue in Agadata about the destruction of Yerushalayim and what, which is appropriate as we enter, we begin to creep up to Shiva Asar B'Tammuz, which will conclude with two new Mishnayos on Kuf Chaf. One will continue with the halachas of saving from a fire, and the analysis of that, how much food you're allowed to save. And then the second mission on the bottom of Kuf Chaf Lamed Aleph is going to be the sugya of Gram Kibui. And that is a case of when there's a fire, what are you allowed to do to cause the fire to go out? So let's Bezer Hashem begin on Kuf Yutes and Beis. Ve'amar Rava, Loi Charva Yerushalayim El Bishvil Shepasku Mimenu Anshe Amana. Yerushalayim was destroyed because people weren't honest. Shenemar shaytetu b'chutzais Yerushalayim amana from the same shorash as emes. Shaytetu b'chutzais Yerushalayim u'una du bikshu b'kar v'sem su ish oise mishpat mevakesh emuna v'slachla. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, search. In Yirmiyo, he says, search you and you won't find honest people. And for that reason, unfortunately, Yerushalayim has to be destroyed. It says, Gemara, Eini, va'amar of Ketina, afil b'shah, kishloi nishal Yerushalayim, lo paskim en anshi emuna. But we have another pasuk that contradicts. That's where Yeshayo is. Yeshayo, in general, is a slightly more optimistic safer than Yirmiyo. Yeshayo has some very harsh nevuos as well, but Yeshayo also has some positive nevuos. So here we see, the pasuk says, ki yispo ish be'ech ba'achim, be'is aviv sim lo l'cha katsin tiye lanu, v'amachshe lahazos tiye Tachas Yodecha. That's the pasuk. Says the Gemara, Dvarim Shebnei Adam Miskasim and Kisimla Yeshnan Biyodecha. Things that people cover them, and Chazal are understanding that's Torah, they have in your hand. Okay, so in other words, they're searching for people who have Torah in their hand. And the pasuk continues, V'amachshela Azos Tachas Yodecha. What does it mean, Hamachshela Azos? That this machshela is tachas yedecha, dvarim she'ein b'nei adin ondim aleihem, elin kein nechshalim behem. That it's referring to Torah, the cover is Torah, because it's the Torah is something that you only succeed in Torah if you first fail. It's a fascinating phenomenon. Elin kein nechshalim behem. Okay, what does the pasuk conclude? Yeshna tachas yedecha, Torah is under your hand, and therefore we ax, katsin tiyalanu. And we say, be a teacher for us, katsin, be a leader for us. The simple pshat in the pasuk Yeshayahu, they're searching for a leader. But Chazal understand, not any leader, but a Torah leader. And the pasuk continues, the next pasuk says, in Yeshayahu, yisa bayomu lemar lo eyechovesh, that the response is, I can't be your chovesh. A chovesh, of course, in modern Hebrew is a person who's a first aid, but it means I can't help you, I can't bandage you. The pasuk continues, v'vesi ein lechem ein sima lo susumini katsin am. So the pasuk says that there's no leader. What does that mean? That the leader, the people you approach to be their leaders are honest, and they say, I'm not capable, I can't answer a shayla, I don't know Torah. Ein yisa eloshen shvua. And the word Yisa is Lashon Shvu, V'chein Ramar L'Sisa Hashem Elokecha, Shem Hashem Elokecha L'Shav, Lo Eya Chovesh, Lo Eya Machvoshe Atzma V'Beis HaMedrash. What does that mean, I can't be a Chovesh? He's honest. And he says, I wasn't one of those who sat in the Beis HaMedrash. In other words, at the time of the destruction of Yerushalayim, you're not going to find anybody who spent enough time in the Beis HaMedrash to be a leader. U'Beveis Ein Lechem V'Simla, She'en B'Yadi. I don't have bread or clothing. Shem biyadi loy mikra v'loy mishna v'loy gemara. That I didn't learn. Ah, so what do we see? That they were honest. That they, when they didn't know, they said they didn't know. So Gemara says, maybe that's not a riot. Maybe people were dishonest. Umimai. Dilma shani yasam di amar luhu. If you would have asked them, gamirna, to paskin a shayla, Amrulei Eimalon. If they had responded, come ask me a shayla, and because I know how to learn, so then they would tell them a shayla. And immediately, what would they have to respond if they never learned and they were lying? Then they'll have to say, well, I learned and I forgot. So, my lo eyechofesh. So, but the Gemara says, so that's the kasha. So the Gemara says, klal. But the mashmos is not that they didn't learn at all, but rather, not that they, excuse me, they learned and they forgot. Lo eyechofesh means that they never sat in the Beis Medrash. Klal, mashma that they didn't sit at all. In other words, if they were liars, at least they could have said that they learned and they forgot. But here they're being honest right off the bat, and they're saying, klal, lo eyechovesh, that we didn't learn at all. So we have a kasha. We said that people in the time of the destruction of Yerushalayim weren't honest, and here they were honest that they were unlearned. Says the Gemara, lo kasha. You're right. In regards to their learning, they were honest. Kamed divrei Torah. When it came to learning Torah, they had no problem saying that they're amaratzim. But kan b'masa umatan, when it came to business, they were dishonest. Notice they were honest about that they didn't learn, but when it came to business, they were dishonest. By the way, you see that there's a mila for someone to have learned and then forgotten, in contrast to someone who didn't learn at all, even though the Gemara Yevamos tells us that's an Isur d'oraisa to forget our learning, as we've mentioned on a Friday night. Let's continue with the Mishnah. Matzilin sal molei kikaros. A person is allowed to save a basket that's full of bread. So we're talking about in Perek Kol Kislev where there was a fire, even though he's saving 100 meals. Now, of course, the Gemara is going to ask that the first Mishnah that we had in Kol Kislev said that you're only allowed to save 3 meals worth. So the Gemara will get to that. You're allowed to save a large group of dates and a barrel of wine. You can say to others, come and save. And if they were smart, they make a calculation for after Shabbos. Says the Gemara, where are you allowed to save it to? To a chatzer with an Erev. Then the Seiraimer Aflashenimu Reves, that Chazal were Makel even to a Chatzar that doesn't have an Eriv. And the reason they were Makel even to a Chatzar that doesn't have an Eriv is that they were afraid if they weren't going to allow someone to save it there, then they'll come to put out the fire. Ulisham Maitzi Kokli Teshmisha. And to there he's allowed to take all of what he needs to eat for 3 su'udas. Similarly, the lovesh komashiach alilbash, he's allowed to wear anything that he's able to wear, able to put on. Vaidiv komashiach alatov, and he's allowed to wrap himself in anything he wants. Rabbi Yosi aymer shmoine asar kelim. Rabbi Yosi disagrees, and he says that you're only allowed to save 18 kelim. Now here, when we talk about kelim, we're talking about clothing, and the Gemara is going to spell out which of those clothing they are. Now we have a different shita. V'choizer v'loivesh u'moitzi v'omer l'achem v'ovatzilu imi. This shita goes back to the shita of the Tanakhama. The Gemara is going to spell this out. Allude to this. It's a machlokes rishonim how to read, but Rashi and others read that the Mishnah now is introducing a different shita of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said you're only allowed to save 18 things, 18 garments, and this Tana says that you're allowed to go back and forth and back and forth, save as much as you like. Yes, Rabbi Yaakov said it. Says the Gemara, wait a second, our first Mishnah said not that way. V'atani le reisha gimel sudas. We learned in the reisha that you're only allowed to save 3 meals. V'sulo, and that's it. Amar Rav Huna loy kasha, kam deba lahatzil, kam deba likapel. In one case, we're talking about taking the basket, and the other case, we're talking about folding the begadim. Therefore, im bo lahatzil, if he's coming to take a basket, matzil es kulan, then he's allowed to take as much as he likes. Im bo lekapel, but if he's folding things, now you could fold two things. You could fold garments, or you could be figuratively folding different baskets into each other. So the Gemara is saying like this, lehatzil, if you're saving one basket, and you're not putting many baskets into a larger basket, but all the food is in one basket, then it's mutter, even then it's more than Muslim Shalosh Seudas. Likapel, but if you're folding one basket into the next, squeezing different baskets inside, so then you're only allowed to save shalosh sudas. Bo likapel, eino mekapel, mazon shalosh sudas. That's the only thing that you're going to be allowed.
What's the difference?
Oh, what's the difference? The answer is as follows. When it comes, as Rashi explains, when it comes to likapel, that's tircha. You're going to end up doing much more tircha if you're taking different baskets. In contrast, if you're bringing one thing in one swoop, then in such a case it's going to be less. Rabbi Abba Bar Zadda Omer Marav, Idi V'Idi Bo L'Kapel. No, he suggested, you could even explain, that we're talking about many different baskets. And the problem of Tircha, we're not machmir on. Aye. So then why did the Mishnah only say Gimel Sudas? V'lo Kasha. Kan L'Oisa Chatzer, Kan L'Chatzer Acheres. If you're taking it to another chatzer, not into your own chatzer, it's a further chatzer, so then we only allow you Muslim Gimel Sudas. Why? Because that's going to be a bigger tircha. Once you're going to a chatzer acheres, then that's considered a bigger tircha. And therefore, only three sudas. Mark continues with a shah, the boy, if we're going to break your Yeshua, Pirej Talisai, Vikipel Vimiach, Vikipel Vimiach, Mai. What happens if you put everything, not in one basket into the next, you put it all into your own talis. Mai. Kibola Hatzel Domi or Kibola Kapil Domi? Do we consider it, the talis as being one area and that's enough? And to be considered like one basket that's mutter? Or it's like Bola Kapil and we're Machmir? Midar Omar Rava. When Rava said, Hate Rav Shizbi le Rav Chizda, that Rav Shizbi made a mistake when he taught Rav Chizda, Vidarash, and he said, so that was a case on Kuf Yud Zayin on the Beis of Nishbaro Chavis Brosh Gago. So then we learned that you're allowed to bring, if you have a Chavis, you're allowed to bring one Kli to save the stuff. And Rav Chizda quoted Rav Shizba saying that you could only bring a Kli to save more than Shalosh Sudos. Okay, and Rava hold that he made a mistake. So what did Rava hold? Rava hold that you're allowed to even bring a kli to save more than that. That you're allowed to bring even more. So shma mina. So we see kibbalah hatzil dami that if Rava allowed to save more than shalosh sudas, and that when there was a barrel that broke, there the halacha is that you're allowed to bring more than one kli to save. So certainly, you would be allowed to bring in your talis more than one kli v'shaper domi. And therefore, the halacha would be that one would be allowed to put more than all that food in your talis. Amar le Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak le Rava maita usa. And why, be'emes, did Rava hold it was a mistake? Why did Rava hold that you're allowed to bring another kli? Amar le, Rava said back to Rav Nachman Yitzchak, tiktani, uvel vachlo kli acher v'yiklot, the yiklot, kli acher, vitzarev. That the halacha is that you're not allowed to bring another kli. But we're medayeg, when the braisa says kli acher, hu delo. The only problem is bringing an entirely new kli. Aval ba'hu mana, but if you're bringing the same kli and you're moving it back and forth to save more than gimel sudos, shapir domi, kama deboi matzil, then in such a case, you'll be able to save all that you want. Whatever you want is going to be permissive.
Is that how we passed if there was a, as long as you have the same kli, you can bring it back and forth?
Yes, in that case of, yes. The halach is, it seems to me the halach is that one.
But
yes.
Isn't that a tircha also? Isn't that a huge tircha?
So the question is, where do you draw the line of tircha? Yeah, we have to go through all the sugyas and then be able to try to figure out where we draw the line. It's a very good question. I don't feel capable yet to be able to answer that. Says the Mishnah, the eagle shall dvela. You're allowed to save the eagle shall dvela, as well as to tell others, bo vatzilu lachem. And then the Mishnah says something interesting. The Mishnah says, v'im hayu pikchim, that if they're wise, so then in such a case, I think I might have skipped that line when we read the Mishnah. Is that possible? I might have skipped that line. Vima you picked him if they were pokeach. If they were I said it? Okay, then I just said it and didn't explain it. So now I'll explain it. I didn't remember explaining it. So that if the people who go and save it, they're wise, so then they will make a cheshbon with the Baal HaBayis after Shabbos. What does that mean in the Mishnah? What the Mishnah means is, if you're helping your neighbor out, you should know that you go after him, go to him after Shabbos and say, pay up for what I saved for you. So the Gemara wants to understand, what exactly are you paying up for, and in what is their relationship with the items that they saved. So the Gemara says, cheshbon mayavidite. What do you mean that you make a cheshbon, that they're allowed to get paid for it? More than that, it should belong to them. If there's a fire burning, there's yeyush. If there's yeyush, then in such a case, they should be able to be zoche. Amar Rav Chisda, Rav Chisda answer, midas chasidus shonitan. What we're learning over here is a midas chasidus. Einachanami. You should return it. Because it was your friend's apartment, or it doesn't have to be a friend, it's another Jew's apartment who is burning. So when you save it, you're right. Maybe the Dina, you could hold on to it, but you should return it to him. Amarava, Chasida. If he's a Chasid, Agra de Shabbos Shaklei. If he's such a high Madrega, so then you're saying he's a Chasid, he's really entitled to keep it. So then, if he's such a high Madrega, then he shouldn't be asking for money that he made on Shabbos. He shouldn't be asking for money that for Shabbos. Elo my Rava. Rava says something really interesting. Hacha b'yirei shamayim maskin. This is fascinating Gemara, because this Gemara gives us a definition of what the difference between yirei shamayim and a chassid is. So it says, that wasn't what Rava started out to do, that wasn't his agenda, but that's what comes out. Comes along Rava, and Rava says, we're talking about someone yirei shamayim. What does it mean yirei shamayim? He has Yiras Shemayim in terms of not wanting to have Hana from something that someone has. On the other hand, that belonged to someone else. But he's not a Madrega of a Chassid. In other words, at the end of the day, he's not going to be Mevater on his employment, what he was entitled to. And in terms of Schar Shabbos, then in such a case, then it's not going to technically be asur for Shabbos, and therefore he would take money for it. V'hachi kamar, and this is how to read the Mishnah. V'imhoi pichtim, if they're bekiyim hilcha Shabbos, d'yadu d'kaigavna lav schar Shabbosu, and he knows that mi'ikur d'dina, it's not considered schar Shabbos, oisin ilay chesh b'lachar Shabbos. He could say to him that we'll make a deal that you will pay me. In other words, if he was a chassid, then he wouldn't want anything connected to any money that was connected to Shabbos. But mi'ikr d'dina, Chazal did not make the gzera of schar Shabbos in such an instance. But a chassid would have gone l'fnim mishur hasadin.
Yeah. Yerush Shemayim would save someone else's stuff.
Exactly.
But a chassid, all amount, he won't even.
He won't. Right. He would. He would not even. He would not even ask for schar Shabbos. That is mutter. So where are you allowed to save it? So we learned the chatzer machlokas and chatzer mureves, chatzer shein mureves. So here the Gemara points out that the lashon is actually different. Maishna hacha, in the Mishnah it says first ba'u v'hatzilu lachem, that when he asks them to go and save the food, he says hatzilu lachem. Umayshna hacha, but over here, diktani imi, come and save with me. Manushach, when it's the clothes, it says imi. When it's the food, it says lachem. Either you say lachem all the time or imi. So Amri, the Gemara answers, gabe mezonos kedani lachem mishum de lo kachazu. When it comes to mezonos, so then it says lachem, because what the food that you save is going to go into your belly, and it's only for you. El Mazal Gimel Seudas. Aval Gabe Levushin, but the second half was talking about clothing. Katani imi mishim de kachazi leila kula yoma, because clothing could be for everybody. In other words, the clothing that you save, I could wear, I could take off and put on, take off and put on. So since it's chazi le kula yoma, so then in such a case, it's possible for many, many people to use it. And therefore, in such a case, you could say imi with me, but the food that you save, only one person could eat the food. Tanarabonon, the Braisa, we learn that when the Baal HaBayis saves loyvesh mitzi ufayshet v'chayzev loyvesh umitzi ufayshet. He's allowed to wear these garments, take them off, take them out, etc., etc. Feel kol yom kula. Divrei Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Yosi Yomer shmoyne aser kelim bilvad. Only shmoyne aser. That's the only 18. And we saw that at the end of the Mishnah, the Tanakhama disagrees. So we're going to focus on Rabbi Yosi, why these 18 things. Ve'elam shmoyne aser kelim, miktoren. Miktoren is a shirt. Unkeli is a jacket. Punda is a belt. That was the outside belt. They used to have two different belts. Kalbos is like an undershirt. Shalpishtan. Ve'choluk. Choluk is a different type of shirt. Ve'aplios. It is a sheet that wrapped the body. There's a lot of garments that they wear. Umaforas. Maforas is something that was used to wrap the head. A shield during Corona. Ushnes farkin. And the ritsuos that were wrapped around the feet. Ushne minolim. And shoes. Ushne ampolios. And shoes. Shne pargod. Something that was used to support the socks. The chagor shebemosnav. And inner belt, the kova sheberosho, and a hat, the sudar shebitzavoro, as well as a sudar, a handkerchief that was worn when he needed to wipe his mouth or his nose. Okay, those are the 18 begotten. We begin a new fascinating Mishnah. And
isn't that a scarf?
Yeah, sometimes a scarf. It was also used, the Mefarshim say that it was used them for their nose and their mouth.
Entertaining
says
that shoes
are a beged. Yeah.
Maybe it would suggest. Maybe it could also be that I'm not shoes. I'm saying general. This is the most garment someone would wear, like you would find someone wearing. I mean, most people wouldn't ever wear.
Right. In other words, max is the max garments. Yeah. Good shot. Okay. We begin the Mishnah about fires and setting them up to be put out. Reb Shimon ben Anas Omer. Parson or shall gdi agave shida tevu mingo. Shachas ba'nesa or. Here we have a bookcase. Imagine there was a fire on the lower half of the bookcase. So Rabbi Shimon ben Anas says, you're allowed to put hide that's moist on top of the fire, so the fire is not going to spread. It will hit the hide, and it will go out over there. It won't go past that. So that's what you're allowed to do. Mipneshu mechare. The reason why it's mutter, you would put it there, is because it causes the heat to go out. And it protects, it singes, but it protects the rest of the shita tevu mingo. V'olsa mechitza b'chol hakelim, and you're allowed to create a barrier with all utensils, bein meleim, bein rekan, whether they're filled with water or they're empty, b'shvil shlo tavar adleika, in order to prevent the fire from spreading. Rabbi Yosi Omer b'klicheres chadoshim elein ma'im. Rabbi Yosi says that you're allowed to use. Excuse me, Rabbi Yosi Oiser. Did I say Omer? Makes all the difference in the world. Rabbi Yosi Oiser b'klicheres chadoshim elein ma'im. You're not allowed to put utensils full of water. Fisha enichol mekabelas ha'or, because they're going to break in front of the fire. In other words, the newer clay will crack. And then it breaks and then extinguishes the fire. So, by the way, before we go on, simple reading of the Mishnah is we have a machlokis. The way most Rishonim call it is Rabbi Yosi holds Gram Kibui is Aser, and the Tanakhama seems to say Gram Kibui is going to be Mutter. Why? Because the Tanakhama says if you're not doing the Kibui directly, but you're putting down the jars that are holding the water, which then break, and then the water goes out and puts out the fire, that's a grama, and it's going to be mutter. That's going to be our halacha from the daily daf, because this is one of the most important modern shilas today, is grama in Hilchos Shabbos. We'll touch on that once we get through the daf. Zok de'ele gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Merav, talis she'ochas ba'ur. If you have a talis that caught fire, mitzad echad, noisin la'mayim, mitzad echer. You're allowed to put water on the other side. Vim kafsa, kafsa, and it goes out. Meisve, the Gemara asks the Shaila, Brisa, it seems to contradict it. Tal shachas bo ur mitzad echad. So what if you have a talis that caught fire? Poshtem eskasipa, then you're allowed to put it on. And why would you put it on? because the hope is that when you put it on, the movement will cause the fire to go out. Vim kavsa kavsa, and if it went out, then great. V'chein sefer Torah sh'echaz ba'or. Poshta v'kari, you're allowed to open it up as if you're reading it. Vim kava kava, and if it goes out, it goes out. What's the stira? In the first case, we had suggested putting the water at the end to put it out. The second brisa prohibited it, only suggested putting it on. Says, Mar atav of kufcha, from the base, who the omer grab shim menanis? It's following shim menanis. That what? And shim menanis said, Dishari la kuva dleka ba'or gidi. That just like shim menanis said, you could put the hide on top to put it out. So too over here. Says the Gemara in the top line, Eimad, Amr Rav Shimon Asif Neshu Mecharet. Maybe Rav Shimon Anas says that there it's mutter because of Mecharet. That what? That it just singes it. But Gram Kibui Mi Amar. In other words, the hide just singes it. So it singes it, in other words, the hide gets singed. Once the hide gets singed, it happens to go out. But to put water at the end, maybe Rav Shimon Ben Anas would not be mutter. So the Gemara says, in, you're right, that according, avogram kibui mi amar, l'chura, you will be right. In, you're correct, but we have a seifa. Mindiktani seifa, Rabbi Yossi, oisib kli cheres, chadashim lehim mayim, shein yichon l'kavala sa'ur, vehein nisbakin, u'mechamis adleika, mechlal, detana kama, mashna l'vshim benan is shari. He holds that it's going to be permissible. Now we go to a little bit of the halachos of fire and muktzah. If you have a candle that's sitting on top of a plate, minaris hatavla hino fedles vim kavsa kavsa. You're allowed to shake it, and if the candle goes out, that's going to be okay. So, wow, that's an interesting halacha in regards to shaking it. So there are a few halachos that we need to discuss. Number one, we need to discuss hilchos muktzah. And number two, are you allowed to shake a plate that's sitting under a candle? And number two, what does it tell us about hilchos kibui? So first of all, Amri dvei rabbi lo yishanu ela b'sheicheya. The reason why it's going to be mutter to shake it, because the plate is not a basis l'davar ha'aser. If you have something that's a halachic basis, so then in such a case, you can't shake the plate either. Because not only is the candle muktzah, and the candle stick muktzah, but even the base, the basis, is also muktzah. However, the halacha is that when you have muktzah that you did not intentionally put on the basis, but you forgot it there. You intended to put the candlestick somewhere else. But Shabbos, things were getting busy, and you forgot it there, so then that's not considered a basis. So we've discussed that this comes up, halacha l'mais in shul. Here we're in shul now. Baruch Hashem, we shouldn't leave. And somebody left a muktzah here where you have the shalat, the remote control. So someone left it on the table. Does that make the table muktzah? So normally, most people, when they just leave the remote control on the table, they didn't mean that it should stay there. So that would be an example of shachach. So says the Gemara, the reason why you're able to move the base is because it's not really a basis l'davar aser. The only time, this is a very important rule, the basis l'davar aser is only by miniach. Ela b'shofeach, ela miniach, nasa basis l'davar aser. So the only time it would be mutter to shake it would be if it was shofeach. Tana, we learned, ner, achore hadelas. If you have a candle that's behind the door. In those days, that was one of the popular places to put a candle, is on the back of the door. That was an easy place. You have a door anyhow, and they would. The doors were made with holders to be able to hold a lamp. So that's where they would put a candle. Now you have a problem sometimes of opening the door on a windy day that you're going to cause the candle to go out. Ner achori adelas. Poseach menoyel kedarkoi. You're allowed to open and close the door. Vim kavsa kavsa, and if it goes out, it's not a problem. Layit ala Rav. So Rav literally cursed those who gave this psak. Amar le Ravina le Ravacha breid Rava va'amri le Ravacha breid Rava le Rashi. My time a layit ala Rav. Why was Rav so sharp about this? If it's because he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that Dover Shein Miskaving is Aser. So if you open up the door, there's a possibility, it's not sure for sure, but there's a possibility the candle will go out. That's called Dover Shein Miskaving. So Rabbi Yehuda is Aser, so maybe Rav didn't like it because he passed like Rabbi Yehuda. Vitana Katani Lak Rabbi Shimon, and the Tana said it like Rabbi Shimon. So says the Gemara, cool Rav down. Mishum the Rav Savala Rabbi Yehuda. Rav is following Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, Reuven does something different than you. He does something different. He carries with the Erev. Don't curse him. He's following his Rav. Why is Rav being so sharp? Mishum the Rav Savala Rabbi Yehuda called the Tani Rabbi Shimon Milat Layitala. He's so sharp about following Rabbi Shimon. So says Gemara, no. Of course that wouldn't be so. Of course, Rav understood that there's some people who are going to follow different shitas. But the problem over here was that in Rav Shimon be modded. This is another example of Psik Reisha. For sure, the candle is going to go out. That was the Metzius in that case, and that's why Rav was upset that they had no one to be Samech on. The Gemara continues. Rav Yehuda b'Seachad Mdels Kenegi Medura b'Shabbos. You're allowed to open up the door in front of a furnace on Shabbos. Layit ala Abaye. Abaye also got upset. And the Gemara wants to know what was this machlokus between Abaye and Rav Yehuda. Amayaskina, what are we talking about? Ilema beruach mitzuya. If we're talking about ruach mitzuya, my taima, then what was the reason? If we're talking about it's a ruach mitzuya, demanda asar. Why would anybody say it's asar? Ruach mitzuya is not going to put out a madura. So why was Abaye upset? Ibruach sheni mitzuya, and if it was ruach sheni mitzuya that was blowing, that was for sure going to blow it out. It was strong winds. My kind of demand is shari. Then why is it permissible? It says Gemara lo'olam ruach mitzuya, marsava gazrin, marsava lo gazrin. Abaye was of the opinion that we have to make a gzeira, that you're not allowed to open the door by a madura, even though it won't put it out by ruach mitzuya, because then people are going to think you're allowed to open the door, and even then, if it's a windy night, they're going to open the door, and for sure, it's going to go out. Okay.
It's not like Rabbi Yehuda and Noah Shem is coming.
No, it's not Rabbi Yehuda, because if it's a ruach sheni mitzuya, it's for sure going to go out. And if it's a ruach mitzuya, then it's not likely to go out. No, it's like a 1% chance, 2% chance, not enough, not halachically significant.
So Rabbi Yehuda wouldn't say...
Exactly, Rabbi Yehuda would be
mekel.
Exactly. The only reason Hasa would be the gzera. Says the Mishnah, Eisen Mechitza, so we learned, according to Rav Shimon ben Anas, that you're allowed to fill up the things with water, and then in such a case, it's going to break, and it's going to go out. L'memra, the Rabbanan, Savri, Gram Kiboy, Mutter, the Rabbanan of the Tanakama, and they all Gram Kiboy, Mutter, Rabbi Yossi, Savri, Gram Kiboy, Asava, Ipcha, Sheminalo. We learned the exact opposite. The Sani, Eisen Mechitza, Bekelen, Reikonin, Ubimelein, Shein, Darkin, Lishtaber, you're allowed to make this barrier with the kelim that don't break. The elu milan luin she'ein darken l'shtaber. And what are the things that when you fill them up don't break? Klei matachos. Metal you could use. Rabbi Yossi is af kli kafar shichin u kli kafar chananya ein darken l'shtaber. And Rabbi Yossi says these kelim also don't break. He was more makel. So what do you see? Who was more makel in this case? Rabbi Yossi was more makel. So the Gemara says, Rabbanan are more makel than Rabbi Yossi. Rabbanan are more machmir. V'chitema eipuch masnisa. Maybe you switch it around. That Rabbi Yossi should be switched around in our Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi is the makel. Eipuch masnisa. Rabbi Yossi the brisa l'devrayim ka'amar. And Rabbi Yossi in the brisa is coin to their shita. Umik matzis ipchala. Can you switch it around? V'amar rabba bar techlifim mishmei de rab. Man tana gram kiba. So Rabbi Yossi. This is a given tradition that we have. Rabbi Yossi is a machmir. El olaylam loy tepach. Don't switch around the brisa. Ubrisa kula Rabbi Yossi, and the brisa is going to be lechumra entirely according to Rabbi Yossi. V'chisurei mechzera, and the brisa actually had been mixed up, and you need to reread the brisa, and the whole brisa is not going to be a rabbanan at all. The whole brisa is going to be Rabbi Yossi. V'achiktani oisim mechitza bekelim reikanu v'mulein. You're allowed to make a mechitza with Kalim Shane Darkin Lishtaber that won't break. The Eluhain Kalim Shane Darkin Lishtaber, Clay Matechas, Clay Kfar Shichnu, Clay Kfar Chananya. Nami Ain Darkin Lishtaber. Not only Clay Matechas, but these things also don't break. Shreb Yaisi Oimer, Ach Kli Kafir Shichnu, Kli Kfar Chananya, Ain Darkin Lishtaber. Period. So it's everything's going according to Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi is the Machmer. Says the Gemara for Rabbi the Rabban, not the Rabban, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi. We have a steer within Rabban and we have a steer Rabbi Yossi. The Sanya, Haresha Yishem Kosavoy Abisaroi. If a person has the Shem Hashem written on his flesh, Haristah, Haresha Lo Yerchoitz Velo Yosef Velo Yamoy Bimokmati Nafas. He can't go, let's go backwards, into a dirty area. He can't anoint himself. He can't wash himself. He's going to be stuck. Why? Because he can't go into Makom HaTinufos because Hashem Hashem can't go there. And he can't wash because he's going to be over Mechikas Hashem. Nizdamna lo tvila shel mitzvah. But what happens if he has the opportunity to go to the mikvah? For a mitzvah, probably tvila bizman a mitzvah, the Gemara will discuss that later on, korech alea gemi, he puts a bandage on top, v'yored v'telva, and he can go to the mikvah. The Gemara is going to ask the obvious question, what about chatzitza? Okay. Rabbi Yossi Aymer, la'elam yered v'telva kodarkoi, he could go down to the mikvah the regular way. Uvelad shelo yishavshe, but with the one exception that he can't rub it out. So what do we see from this braisa? That Rabbi Yossi holds that grama is mutter. The Tanakhama is machmir on the grama because the Tanakhama says that even though you don't intend to rub it out, the halach is that it's aser, pashtus is it's aser, out's grama. While Rabbi Yossi holds that's mutter. So we have the opposite. In Hilchos Shabbos, Rabbi Yossi was the machmir in the grama, not the makel. So Gemara says that's a stira between Rabbi Yossi. Answer the Gemara, Shani Hasam, no. When it comes to Mechikas Hashem, it's different. The Omar Kro, V'ibadetem Eshma min amokam elu, Loisasu kein l'Hashem lo keichen. The Isser is, Loisasu. Asiyo udasu. Avo Grama shari. Well, it comes out that Grama is going to be mutter. So that's going to be Exeris HaKosov to say that Grama is going to be mutter. That's why Rabbi Yossi is matter. Frek, Egle, Gigimor, Ihochi, Hochanami. But when it comes to Shabbos too, this is one of the most important lines in all of Masechet Shabbos. It doesn't get enough PR, this line. Ksiv loisaseh homelacha, loisaseh, you shall not do. The Isser is the Asiyah. Asiyah hudasir, grama shari. Beferish Gemara. Grama is mutter on Shabbos. Kuf chaf on the base in Masechet Shabbos, history is made. That grama is mutter. So Gemara now is, everybody sort of glosses over this because it's the middle of a technical Gemara. The Gemara is now again stuck. Rabbi Yossi was makil by Mechikas Hashem and he was machmir no chushab. So Gemara suggested that with grama is Xeris HaKasa that you make on for Mechikas Hashem. Says the Gemara, the same Xeris HaKasa that you have for Mechikas Hashem also applies to Shabbos. So says the Gemara, no, no, no. Rabbi Yossi holds that the only reason you can't put down these jugs that are going to split and put out the fire, mitech she'odam be'el al-memeinei, isharis lei aslich buyei, that since people are worried about their money, so then he's afraid that if you're going to allow it, they're going to come to put it out. In other words, Rabbi Yossi wanted to be machmir on the halachos of putting out a fire because he was afraid that before long people are just going to forget all the halachos of kibui because it deals with saving your money. So therefore, he was out to get gram kibui so that there would be an obvious fence that people wouldn't be nechshal. Okay, so what comes out is Rabbi Yossi is machmir, dafke and Shabbos because of asilich buye, says the Gemara, ihachi, hasha derabbana na derabbana. But if that's so, we still have a steer between the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan, Meikel and Hilchos Shabbos, but are machmir when it comes to Mechikas Hashem. Uma hasa, the Adam Bol al Mamona Shari. The Rabbanan were Meikel when he's an Adam Bol al Mamona. Hacha lo kol sheken. Certainly, when it comes to Mechikas Hashem, we should allow you. There's no chash of Adam Bol al Mamona, and nevertheless, the Rabbanan are machmir ben Hilchos Shabbos. So certainly, they should be Meikel when it comes to grama in regards to Mechikas Hashem, says the Gemara of Tisbara, yeah, but you know what? This whole braisa doesn't make any sense. Like Rav Dovi asked, Hai gemi hechidami, what are you doing putting the gemi on? Ida mahadik, if you're tying it on tight, tave chatzitza, then you make a chatzitza. Iloi mahadik, alir bei maya. And if it's not tight, then the water is going to get in and it's going to raise the Shem Hashem. Says the Gemara, wait a second, chatzitza? You're worried about chatzitza? Chatzitza tepiklei mishum dio. When it comes to chatzitza, there you have already the ink. The ink should be a chatzitza. So what are we going to answer about the ink? Why is the ink not a problem with chatzitza? Belecha. It must be that the ink is moist. The sanya, we learned that if you have, this is, we should know this halacha for chatzitza, if you have moist blood, not dry blood, Hadam vadyo hadvash vachalov yveshin chotzitzin lachinin chotzitzin. If they're lach, it's not chotzitz. So that's the case over here. All right. So there's no chatzitza. Mikol makom kasha. So then we're stuck. What do you have again before? Elo amarav barshila haynu tamei adrabanan. What was the Rabbanan's whole reason of putting on the gemi? Why did you put on this rubber band? Because savri osur lamoy b'fnei Hashem orum. The problem of going into the mikvah was that you're standing naked and in front of the Shem Hashem. Oh, so that was the Rabbanan's chashash. That was the whole thing. That was the whole thing with the Rabbanan. Nothing to do with mechikas Hashem. Mechikas Hashem is mutter because of grama. And also Shabbos is mutter, it's grama. Just the problem over here is to stand in front of the Shem. Hence you need a cover. Michlad Rabbi Yossi says, mutter lama lefnei Hashem? Arum? Does Rabbi Yossi hold that's not a problem? And for Deilu Gemara, demanech yoda ilavei. We're talking about that he put his hand on top of it. Says the Gemara, l'rabbanan nami demanech yoda ilavei. Why, according to Rabbanan, don't we say that he put his hand also on top of it? Zimnan demishto v'shakilei. The Rabbanan are afraid that at times he's going to remove his hand and reveal the shame. The fear of Yaisi, Zimnan demishto v'shakilei. Why are we concerned? According to Rabbi Yaisi, the same thing is going to happen. Ella, says the Gemara, no. Idika gemi hachinami. If you have a gemi, Rabbi Yaisi v'imoda, that you should cover. But here we have a machlokes of whether you have to go after a gemi to find this bandage. Rabbanan say, yes, go and find it. And if you can't find it tonight, go to the mikveh tomorrow. Or if you can't find it today, go to the mikveh tomorrow. Tefillah bizman alav mitzvah, because tefillah nitzman at the earliest time. Actually, when I said tonight, that was correct. Like Harav Shemesh, where you go at night towards the night. So then in such a case, then it's not necessary. You can go the next day. That's the Tanakhama. Umadrinon, Rabbi Yossi sarah tefillah bizman and mitzvah, v'loy mahadrinon. And Rabbi Yossi holds that since tefillah bizman is mitzvah, so then in such a case you won't go after it. Mirtza Hashem will pick up. You know what? Let's finish. V'samer Rabbi Yosi tefillah b'zman a mitzvah. Does Rabbi Yosi really hold tefillah b'zman is mitzvah? V'al tanya azava azava lam tzarim and tzaras b'al nidav tamei meis tefillasam b'yoyin nidav yoled tefillasam b'layla v'al keri tovel kol yom kula. Rabbi Yosi am min amichal amala eina tzarech litbal. Rabbi Yosi says if he was nitfa, if he become tamei min amichal amala after tefillas mincha, he doesn't have to be tovel on yom ha-kipurim. But he's able to hold back his tefillah until the night, until tefillas ma'arvis. So this is a case of where we see that you don't. Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold that he has to be tovel right away, because a baal keri that was nitma b'yom ha-kipurim. So we learn tovel ha'olach kol yom kulo. Rabbi Yossi holds that if it's min a mincha l'mala, he doesn't have to be machmir, he can wait that night. So obviously Rabbi Yossi holds that there isn't a mitzvah to do it at that particular time. Says Mar, you're right. That shita holds that tefillah lav is man a mitzvah. But that's a different Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, that's Rabbi Yossi. Yehuda, the Omer Tavtaya tefillah v'achrona. The Gemara brings a raya that he holds in general that you go after last tefillah, and that's not tefillah bizmana mitzvah. So therefore, the Gemara says that Rashi gives a long arichus. It's already late tonight about that case of tefillah b'achrona in the Seches Nida, and there we see that tefillah is, according to this shita, is bizmana mitzvah, is lav bizmana mitzvah. That's a shita of Reb Yossi, Reb Yehuda, but Reb Yossi himself holds tefillah bizmana mitzvah.